American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear.
An unspoken fear. We're on our way down. That isn't true anymore. It's a spoken fear with the dollar going down on a daily basis. The general public so ill-informed they don't even know what that means. The government openly pushing implantable microchips on the public all over television, but you're still bad and evil if you talk bad about it. Openly, Arnold Schwarzenegger, now being discussed for President of the United States. The new Freedom Initiative to forcibly, psychologically test your family, whether you're homeschool, private school. They will come twice a year. They will take your child for an entire day, and they will psychologically test them on guidelines written by the drug company. Some of their own executives have quit and gone public because they had a conscience. 15% of children are on psychotropics or amphetamine-based drugs with worse side effects than illegal drugs in many cases. The drug company guidelines say half of the children are mentally ill, this is official, and will be put on it. Ron Paul fought valiantly against this Soviet legislation, introduced legislation to block it, but it passed. It passed Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. No one seems to have written or talked about this. No one seems to have this on their website. I couldn't find it this morning, so I called Ron Paul's office and talked to Jeff Dice, his chief aide, and he said, yes, Alex, the legislation passed. It'll be going to the president's desk now to be signed, and we'll hail Bush as our conservative lord. You may have noticed this is not John Stattmiller. This is Alex Jones. John Stattmiller is off on a business trip slash blurred into the Turkey Day that's coming up on Thursday. And so I'll be here with you today. I have my own syndicated radio broadcast, obviously on the GCN Radio Network, 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight. But I'm here on RBN today sitting in for John Stattmiller. And last minute here, I thought, why not have Jack Blood on with me? So Jack has been gracious enough to be joining us coming up here in about 20 minutes for the balance of the program. I'm going to make him stay with us so he can enjoy my lifestyle. I'll be doing 9.5 hours of radio today. Obviously, I've launched Americans Against Arnold, and I, over the weekend, found out new revelations that dwarf anything we had hence brought forward. I am completely blown away. ArnoldExposed.com, it's just been posted there in the last hour. These new revelations we'll be discussing when we get back. Plus, Bush renews open borders drive. 80%+ of you in the Constitution are against it. He's for it. You're against forced psychological testing and forced drugging, they're for it. You're against the assault weapons ban, he's for it. You're against UNESCO, like Ronald Reagan was, the UN takeover system, Bush signs on to it. Bill Clinton wouldn't even dare. And you worship him as your Messiah. When he's not worshiping in a Shinto shrine or praying to Allah, he's going to church and posing in front of you. But in truth, George Bush and those like him are part of a Germanic death cult that funded and created Hitler, and now funds and has created Arnold Schwarzenegger. So today I'll go into that. You see, I've done the research, folks, and the Zionists are nothing but foot soldiers for the Nazis, who are the Illuminati. And they know you'd never figure that out. I mean, who would think that? Well, even a lot of liberal publications have now found all the documents. The Zionists were actually the funders of Adolf Alois Hitler. And they're now the biggest supporters of Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger.
A available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hey, I got a 5-year-old t-shirt that says Real Talk Radio on it. I did a show with John called Real Talk Radio. Well, he can have the name. It's a good name, though. Real Talk Radio, Real Issues of Real Significance was my old tagline back when I had such things. I like that music, too. That's more my style. I'm honored to be sitting in for Lord Stadtmiller. I'm teasing him. I'm sure he's listening. Hi, John. I want to say hi to you. John off on a business trip. Good to be sitting in for him. Jack Blood will be joining us coming up in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, I want to, tell you the horrible news. First off, not trying to be negative, just, it's positive that at least somebody will tell you the negative news so you know about it. Sound like a fireman busted down your door and said, and drug you out of your house, and then woke you up, and you punched one of them in the ambulance and said, "How dare you? Who are you?" "Well, we're firemen." "Well, what's your problem dragging me out here? I was asleep." "Yeah, you passed out from carbon monoxide and fumes, and we barely got you out. Your dogs and cats didn't make it. Your canary didn't make it." "Would you say the firemen brought you bad news? Not their fault your house was on fire. Not their fault. Is it the sheepdog's fault when it grabs a sheep by the leg when it's going the wrong direction towards the wolf and drags it back towards the flock?" "No, I'm sorry to have to tell you that your bank account's been devalued by 45% in the last year and a half. I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you they're putting up scanners on the street corners that are going to read your license plates and charge you taxes by the mile. It's official, public. I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines you give your children. It's documented. I'm sorry to be the one that has to tell you all this. But I'm going to tell you. And I'm here to tell you. Because I love this country. And I love freedom. And I love my family. And I'm not going to have a bunch of scumbag control freaks who get off on running other people's lives running my life. You ever run into a control freak? You can't stand them? Well, control freaks run the world because they enjoy it. They get off on it because they're insecure. And the bad news is the new Freedom Initiative passed this weekend, the forced psychological testing of every child and then every adult in America, starting out with every adult, with every pregnant woman, with CPS hitting them and hitting them hard, with guidelines written by their system to get as many children at birth as possible. The guidelines are written for children. The drug company's own documents show out for 6 months to double and even triple the amount of people on drugs. Right now it's 15%. They say half of the nation's children are mentally ill. I remember the governor of Oregon about 3 years ago. I got his own press release. And he said, we're going to start screening women at birth. That is, the babies at birth. And we may even start screening before then, and we may drug the baby in utero because if the mother is poor or comes with a certain background, the child may be predisposed to mental illness, so we're going to start drugging in the womb and at the moment of birth. I mean, see, that sounds so nuts. And now Oregon's the first to start the new Freedom along with Texas and 8 other states. They're the first to put in the satellite tracker boxes in some of the cars, trying to make everybody take them. Illinois is starting to pass a law to make all the pregnant women be psychologically screened, whether you're worth $10 million or whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or an auto mechanic's wife. Everybody. No more just picking on the poor people, the poor blacks, the poor Mexicans, the poor white people. Now everybody's going to get a front row seat to the modern Soviet state of America. We're living in the Twilight Zone. So that's the bad news that nobody seems to be aware of. I can't find any news articles about it. Did my webmaster write an article about that? I don't know. I told them to, but they're doing so much. Who knows? Called Ron Paul's office, Jeff Dice, his head aide, his chief of staff, and he was very upset, very sad about it. He said, Alex, it passed. It passed. New Freedom for psychological testing passed. Now, that doesn't mean that the state and county and city level, when they tell you that the psychology day has come up, child's going to go in and be asked questions all day and have tissue samples taken, but just from the cheek, don't worry, and be checked on and all this. Just don't worry about it. Eli Lilly wrote the guidelines. It's going to be sponsored by the pharma companies with their doctors inside the schools. And if you're private school or home school, they're going to go to your private school. If you refuse, they're going to come to your house, and they're going to arrest you. But you know what? They're never going to get away with it, folks. It's going to be just like the vaccines. Where now, 30% of people aren't vaccinated in the country, so they panic and go, it's the law, you got to, when there is no law, and people that know it, there's no law, get the waiver. The good news is, for now, the 9/11 package for the national ID card and the Patriot Act 2 provisions of secret arrest, secret execution, that was shot down, but Dennis Astrid said, hey, we got to have this. And so sometime in December, they're going to call a special session, and this is when they always pass stuff like Federal Reserve, income tax, 1947 National Security Act, War Powers Act. They always do it during these quorums calls. They can have 3 senators pass it. Bunch of stuff got shot down, so they're going to bring this baby back sometime in December. That's out of the Associated Press. It's all on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And now, my friends, I have a new webmaster for Infowars.net. We've also launched ArnoldExposed.com. Bush was down in Latin America promoting the free trade area of the Americas that the average American has no idea what it is. Not their fault. Had never been told. Pan-American Union, unified currency, capital in Atlanta, end of America completely. totally publicly. Again, you're listening for the first time. This is the equivalent of giant flying saucers landing in your backyard and no one noticing them. It's an analogy. I don't really mean real flying saucers are going to land. I mean, it's the equivalent of opening your door when you come back home from a restaurant at night and a 9-foot werewolf is sitting in your easy chair and you just walk right past it like it doesn't matter. Let's use the more conventional analogy. You walk in your house and a 3-ton elephant is sitting there and you don't see it. Then it steps on you and you're crushed with internal bleeding and you don't notice it and you go to bed and die. Pan American Union, Union of American States, Free Trade Area of the Americas, about to happen next year. 1 out of 100 people I talk to may know about it. Oh, we the listeners of this network, I'm sure know all about it, but have you told 50 people today like I do? You stop at red lights and yell at people to tune into radio stations. Do you talk and start preaching it at the grocery store when you're checking out? Do you? Well, that's what I do. And why do I do it? Because I opened the door and saw the 9-foot werewolf. I saw the elephant. I saw the flying saucer. Except it wasn't something that was fanciful or fiction like that. It was real. Real stuff like now 1,000-plus members of the Mexican consulate, of the Mexican judicial body, being told, if you don't take a chip, no job. First it was 300, then 600, then 900, down 1,100. You must have a chip. Our special forces have gotten chips. That's a little inside secret. Arnold's now announced your satellite tracker box for California. Oh, Texas, I got Houston Chronicle from 2 weeks ago about it. It's going to happen. They're going to do it to you, and very soon. I know, just deny yuppies that it exists. You think if you deny something exists, like a 2-year-old, it suddenly goes away. You're playing societal peekaboo. Just because you cover your eyes up and your intellect up and your soul up doesn't mean the real world isn't still there leering at you. Your bank account has been devalued by 45%. And I talk to yuppies and they laugh at me, but who drive a little BMWs. But then when I talk to a poor little Mexican immigrant, and he, oh yes, peso very low. Yes, dollar going down, getting you know, closer to peso now. Dollar not buy as much in Mexico. Oh sir, you know everything. Like Christ said, out of the mouths of babes, no education, no nothing, knows more than the educated idiot trash suckers of the world. Oh, boy. I just have this need to warn you. I hate watching people get scammed. You know those guys that drive around in parking lots and go, man, I got a great deal on some speakers. I was going to return them. They're only $200. Really, they're a $20 pair of speakers. They try to rip you off. I'm a type of person that when they do that to me, I don't get mad. But I see them doing it to an old lady, and they get around her and kind of intimidate her. Come on, buy it. I run over and go, hey, punks, back off, or I'm going to whoop your tail. Because I just got this instinct to watch innocent people getting raped. Makes me get really angry. But then you sit there and you giggle and you laugh about it while the system's raping you. And you get mad at me for trying to pull you out of a burning building. You got a major problem. We got Jack Blood coming up. And I want to go over Arnold Schwarzenegger with him. And also, it's the 41st anniversary of JFK. I didn't even really get into it on my own show today. I'm 11 to 2 Central. But I will be here. But I'd ask Jack to bear with me when he gets in here with us, because I meant to cover this now. Now I won't have time. But I found out some new stuff about Arnold at ArnoldExposed.com. ArnoldExposed.com, we just posted it. It's worse than I thought. Every time we think it can't go any lower, it's worse. Whole levels worse. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is an hors d'oeuvre. In a 1990 profile in U.S. News and World Report, Arnold said, my relationship to power and authority is that I'm all for it. People need somebody to watch over them. 95% of the people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. And then we found out, not just that he said he dreamed of being a dictator and admired Hitler. Oh, but something even worse. Mainstream news buried. London Observer not challenged. We'll cover this and a lot more when we get back on the National Intel Report.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and coming up, I want to just slowly and calmly go through and try to articulate why I see such a massive threat from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because it's who's behind him. It's the mindset. It's how they want to use him psychologically, archetypally against us, and how this really illustrates the fraud of the media and the culture. Let's go ahead and bring up Jack Blood, who's riding shotgun with us. Jack, good to have you on with me.
Hey, it's always great to be with you, Alex, and thanks for sitting in for John. Well, he can't be replaced, but you do a great job, and it's good to have you on RBN.
Yeah, I'm glad John asked me to fill in the day for him. I only wish I could do it more days, but I've got all these interviews coming up fighting the globalists.
Well, you sound great on RBN, Alex, and that's all I'll say about that.
Okay, well. You know, I go anywhere, anytime to fight the New World Order, bro.
Amen.
I think you're doing a great job, Jack. You know, I'm spending a lot of time on this Schwarzenegger thing, and the majority of people are supporting me and know why. I'm getting some death threats over, which I haven't gotten in years. And even a few patriots are going, oh, man, he ain't going to be president. Folks, I guarantee you that he doesn't have four senators and a congressman admitting it, introducing bills, this group out there pushing, all this happening, the media ignoring all the insane things Arnold's done that we'll get to later, if they didn't have big plans for him.
Well, as you said, and I remember we were talking about this at the Republican National Convention, just the out-and-out worship and the drooling by the George Herbert Walker Bush clan over Arnold Schwarzenegger and the mix.
Yeah, I was 20 feet from him.
And the mix between Kennedy blood and Nazi blood, it's just too much to resist. But whether you have Hillary Clinton or John McCain or Jeb Bush or Rudy Giuliani or Arnold Schwarzenegger, it doesn't add up very well for the American people.
It doesn't, but the reason Arnold's important is because I've got new quotes documented. I haven't got a copy of the U.S. News and World Report. I got a copy of this London Observer article. This guy's the coming man. And I'll explain what that means a little bit later. And look, you know, Jack, I don't make a lot of predictions. Do they come true?
I think you have a pretty good track record, close to 90-some percent.
Well, I mean, I can't remember the last time I had made a prediction that didn't come true, because I don't make a lot of them, only when I'm 100%. And I'm 100%, Jack. I know we can stop it, though. But it's going to take a grassroots movement. I mean, let me just ask you. You're an informed guy. You know, jackblood.net documents all the same stuff I do. Jack, I mean, just give us your summation of who Arnold Alos Schwarzenegger, you know, who is this man?
Well, I mean, when you've got the guy meeting with Warren Buffett, who's one of the most notorious globalists in the world. In fact, this is the guy that actually made more money than Bill Gates last year betting on currency speculation, which doesn't
What's that mean when the dollar goes down? I like it. Bush said it's good.
He's been betting against the dollar, and it remains to be seen if they're going to come in and buy low, because I don't think we've seen the real low to the dollar yet. But when you've got guys like Warren Buffett in your camp, and you've got guys like Lord Rothschild in your camp, it does not inspire confidence in me, Alex.
Well, you know what group will viciously attack you and come to Arnold's aid? It's the Simon Wiesenthal Center and these Jewish groups. And again, we saw that same relationship. Actually, with the occult leader of the Nazi Party being a Jew, that was just in Counterpunch and some other big alternative publications. So this is sick. They want Arnold because they can control him and use what they've got on him.
And that's the key point there. And I think that that's what we see with anyone that rises to power. And, you know, it's not a theory. It's just a matter of watching history and fact that the guys that rise to power, Alex, are the guys that have dirt on them. They're the guys that go through the initiation process. And the only way they get up one level to the next and to be rewarded, guys like John Kerry, guys like George Bush or Arnold Schwarzenegger, is if they have done something and have some type of evidence against them.
What do you think, and give me your honest response, to Americans Against Arnold and ArnoldExposed.com?
Well, look, I mean, it remains to be seen whether this is going to happen or not. I like to think, and I'll make my prediction, I like to think that this isn't going to happen in the next 4 years. But one of the reasons
it won't... psychological testing of children wouldn't be passed.
One of the reasons it probably won't happen is because of ArnoldExposed.com. And what I like about this is it gives you a really good platform to connect with the general populace at large here in the United States and around the world. And when they contact you or when they look up ArnoldExposed.com and they go over to Infowars.com or any of your websites and information and radio show, they're going to get a whole earful about a number of other issues. And I like that.
Well, you wouldn't believe who I've been contacted by, Jack.
Well, spill the beans. Let us know.
I can't yet. I've been contacted by quite a few people. Let me tell you something. When I had Jones on, this...
Yeah, I heard that. She was really a piece of work.
Liza Morgenthaler Jones. Well, I was on Bloomberg Radio with her, with these two swarmy guys defending her on Bloomberg Radio on Sunday. And afterwards, I called her up and talked to her for 35 minutes. And I said, "You're Bohemian Grove." She goes, "Yeah, I've been." Well, when the women are allowed during the winter. And I said, "Your husband's part of it, isn't he?" She said, "Yeah, Alex, he's a Bohemian Grove member in training," which only a member would know that. And but now the people I've been contacted by, the folks I've confirmed, we got some major bombshells coming. We got one coming up after this break, just with stuff we've dug up public on him. But the reason I know there's something special about Arnold is the background. He had these rich men like Getty and others going to his bodybuilding contest when he was 22, 23, 24, when he hung out in England. Let's just say he made a lot of special friends, and now he's hanging out with Mr. Rothschild, a good buddy.
You think this has been in the works for many, many years? This was the plan all along to give him the stepping stone as governor of California.
He's a product of an SS breeding program, SS marriage. His mother married the head of the Austrian parliament. It looks like we've got a Rothschild connection, yes.
Well, I can see a lot of moviegoers voting for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to come back and really give folks blow by blow what we're talking about and why this is such a danger. We'll be back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, folks, I know that in stock, the RBN Network at rbnlive.com has a bunch of my videos. So go to rbnlive.com and get them and make copies of them. Also, you can get all of my films. I have made 11 full-length documentary films. I've written a book, published a book. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos. Those are all available through Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com through the safe, secure online shopping cart. Also, I've slashed prices. If you buy one of my new videos, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04, very important film to show people how it was all staged and your choice, Skull or Bones, as Jack likes to say. Great new film. We go back to Bohemian Grove and cover the whole of the latest 9/11 information. $19.95 on VHS or DVD. Each additional copy, $5.95. That deal only goes for DVD because VHS costs a lot more. That's $9.95 for each additional VHS. But $5.95, you can get 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 copies. Give them as gifts. Sell them. I mean, if you try to buy a DVD from a big wholesaler, you only get 50% off. You can buy them from me, anybody, for $5.95 a piece. Same thing with Road to Tyranny. Buy one copy of the almost 3-hour long film, for $24.95, each additional $5.95. That's a good Christmas gift because it's got the color cover, the shrink wrap, and the hard case with the color stamp, you know, burned onto the top of the DVD. People are a lot more likely to watch it if you give them something like that. So your Christmas shopping's done. Buy 10 copies, give them to friends and family. I make a couple dollars, hey, I don't care. Or get them and make copies. Just get it out. It's having a big effect. The power of the people moving and taking action is unstoppable. Also, I have now launched ArnoldExposed.com, and I haven't asked for donations since 1999. Nobody was helping the Davidians. We all let them get killed. A few survivors were there. The civil trial was a joke. Walter Smith wouldn't let them have a jury trial for the civil trial. I said, let's build a memorial church, and we built an area that seats 400 people, and they use it every week. They have meetings there and memorial services there every April, and a lot of great people got involved in that effort. And so I'm asking you out there. I don't ask for money for myself. Just get my videos. But on this thing, ArnoldExposed.com, Americans Against Arnold, I need your support. Go there. We got a PayPal account. Give me $5, $10, $20, $100. TV ads aren't cheap, but I can run them on cable at night. You know, $100 a spot or so. Run quite a few in Sacramento. And, of course, the point is to make the media then cover it. Then they have to run our TV ads for free, you know, on the newscast. And we'll see if they do that. I mean, this other group ran a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of ads, a lot more than we're going to run. I just want to raise $20,000 or so. And they got it aired on almost every TV show in the country, wall-to-wall promotion. We'll see if we get as much attention as they've gotten. I mean, the media just is worshiping Arnold. It's all positive. We've gotten an AP article, a little bit on CNN, but that's it. We've gotten about 1/30th of the attention they've gotten. That's a guesstimation, but pretty accurate. But we've gotten over 3 million hits in the first 4 days, and in a week, they only had 4 million visitors, they said. That's individual visitors. So, see, we got the power, despite all the stuff they're pulling, you going to ArnoldExposed.com and spreading the word has been incredible. So ArnoldExposed.com, please donate to us or write to me to get the films or to give to ArnoldExposed.com. Just write it to Alex Jones and then say in the memo area, you know, the Fight Arnold, every red cent plus $3,000 of my own money is going towards this. Here is the mailing address, 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, again, Adolf Hitler was Man of the Year in 1933 on Time Magazine. The establishment told us he was great. They built up the boogeyman later, knock him down. That'll probably happen with Schwarzenegger. We got to knock him down before he becomes president. And make no mistake, folks, this is a real threat. They'll pull some shenanigans, some scam. They're going to have a con on gay marriage or flag burning soon. They could change it during that period. Four bills introduced. Help us now. Help me. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or call toll-free to get any of the videos, 888-253-3139. Jack Blood of jackblood.net riding shotgun with us. Jack, I want to just go through the chronology of who Arnold Schwarzenegger is, but you've been holding there patiently. Any comments you've got about this whole scene?
Well, Alex, it's so good to be with you on the show today, and I love the New World Order, and I've always been dreaming about being some dictator, and I love my friends Rothschild and Wiesenthal, and I love you, Alex Jones. I'd like to bench press you.
Well, it's worse than that, Jack. I read him from U.S. News and World Report, 44 years old when he said this. You know, they say, oh, that was when he was a kid, or when he was 30, or 35, or 40, or 44 years old. My relationship to power and authority is that I'm all for it.
It's always the same thing. It's always in the past. It's like Iran-Contra, and now even 9/11, of course, the Kennedy assassination, which is a good point to make today. It's always in the past, and we're always looking forward to this utopian future in which guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger could lead us to this peaceful New World Order.
And then here's another quote from the same U.S. News and World Report profile. People need somebody to watch over them. 95% of people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave.
Well, what scares me is you got a guy, an icon, and he is a movie icon. We have to give him that, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he will really meld the, quote, divide in this country right now, where you have 50% of the people non-active politically and the other 50% fighting each other over what form of New World Order they want, the right wing or the left wing. And a guy like Arnold kind of melds this all together, where you get the young people excited. He's got very liberal issues. And of course, the hawks all love him. So he really is the perfect New World Order candidate.
Because in reality, the hawks are all at Bohemian Grove with their male prostitutes and their top gay porn stars servicing them. And the Christian conservatives all cover it up. New York Post admits it, but says it's wonderful. You know, that's all in the new
and
film.
And you drag Maria out, Maria Kennedy, Maria Schwarzenegger, and, of course, everybody will love her as the first lady. I mean, you have a lot of elements here coming together.
Yeah, this has been staged all along, and I'm about to get to that. But I mean, think about this for a second, Jack. Think about this. See, the neocons really don't care about abortion and all this. They want all that. So they have Arnold tell you that because that'll make the liberals happy. And then meanwhile, in the war and the Patriot Act and all of it, he loves it. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Well, and again, and this is what we are constantly seeing. You look at guys like McCain. You look at guys like Giuliani. And what are these guys are very liberal on the one sense. They're very moderate. They're very centrist. But they also will go along with the military-industrial complex. Again, every candidate coming in the future. And you know, the question I would have for you is, we've been told that the religious right has, again, picked the president and that they're more concerned about gay marriage than they are the senseless napalm death and killing of innocent Iraqis. But how is Arnold Schwarzenegger going to play to this Christian right that is, has such a powerful electorate?
All right, it's quite simple. Elementary, and I'm sure you know this answer, my dear Watson. This is what we're dealing with here. Okay, you and I were both in the convention at the same time, right there when Lord Arnold was speaking. In fact, you were up there in the skybox, and I was down below sneaking about. And let me just break this down for people. To answer the question, it's this way. Alberto, I love torture Gonzalez for attorney general. Pro-abortion, doesn't want you to know when your 12-year-old goes and has one. Pro-open borders, pro-gun control, Enron lawyer. But because it's Bush behind it, Alberto must be Jesus. Must be, you know, I mean, this is sick. Then we've got Specter. I'm not going to let anybody come through here who's against abortion. Pro-abortion guy, Bush goes and campaigns for him in Pennsylvania against a guy that was against it. The neocons aren't really against abortion. The followers aren't. They actually secretly love it, these so-called Christian conservatives. They love it. Most of them, you know, are off visiting the bathhouses. And so that's what it's all about. They're a bunch of perverts, and they actually get off on all this, and they love it. And you know you do. You're out there listening right now, you sick twits. You love assault weapons bans. You love open borders. You love it all. And so everywhere, that's all Bush is putting into power. Well, it's the same story with Arnold. Doesn't matter if he's for totally open borders, banning all guns, which he is. Doesn't matter if he's for total abortion, cloning, everything else. Doesn't matter if he's in homosexual magazines. Doesn't matter if he says all, he wants to be a dictator. If they run him against a Hillary or somebody else, then they will all vote for him and claim he is Jesus. It doesn't matter if he, in his own book, Education of a Bodybuilder, is it Evolution of a Bodybuilder? I don't know. I read it like 15 years ago. He talks about how he looks down on the people, Christians, how they follow Jesus, how he sees himself as a savior. They'll love it. And when you bring it up to them, they'll disassociate psychologically, move on to something else.
I mean, 40 million voters who vote fundamentalist Christian in general are going to have to take a look at the record of Arnold Schwarzenegger and have some serious questions. But again, putting him next to a Hillary, making him the lesser of two evils, and of course he will be there to protect you. He'll be there for your safety.
Like
people
Gray
will
Davis.
Make the compromise.
I mean, Gray Davis rolled over. It was all staged. I mean, this, folks, you're talking about trillions of dollars here globally. This is all staged. They stage it. They stage it. They stage it. But, hey, I've got a new revelation for folks, Jack.
Go for it.
And then we'll go to some calls. Now, again, just to go through this play-by-play, they say, oh, that's all old stuff. Well, no, what's old news is he paid off the Simon Wiesenthal Institute to not talk about how his daddy was a Nazi. And you say, well, his daddy's a Nazi, that's not his fault. Well, he's never repudiated his father, his Faja. He's never done that. Then, at a wedding in 86, he says, I don't care that it's come out that Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi. I love Kurt. Maria loves him, too, so thank you, Kurt. Then he goes to Austria, campaigns for him during the middle of a firestorm. And Kurt Waldheim's the guy that hunted down American GIs, hunted down people in Serbia. And he goes and campaigns, and he's photographed with him in 99, hanging out with him. And then a few months ago, when the German when the Austrian president died, he's there with him again. He vacations with him. So this is kind of like his license. He's paid this money. They've got the dirt on him. He'll play ball with whatever their policies are. They'll suddenly say, we've discovered new information. That's why they love him. That's why he's got the radical Zionist lobby on his side. Now, in 75 and 78, I dreamed of being a dictator like Jesus or Hitler, being worshipped at Nuremberg. I want to be worshipped. People say, oh, that's a long time ago. Ignore it. Well, we just read the quotes where he said he looks down on little people and we need to have our lives controlled from 1990 when he was 44 years old. Other similar quotes as well. But this is out of the London Observer, highly respected, part of the London Guardian. This is actually a pro-Arnold article. I mean, this is a really sick story. Are you ready for this, Jack?
I'm ready.
Schwarzenegger was unlike anyone else in all of bodybuilding or anything else at all. Arnold told Butler and Gaines, these are the Charles Gaines, the guys who did Pumping Iron, was like anyone else in all of bodybuilding or anything else at all. Arnold told Butler and Gaines about a recurring dream that he had. In the dream, he was king of all the earth, and everyone looked up to him. Butler recalled that Arnold was attending night school and had drawn up something called the Master Plan. It was kind of a mix of Nietzsche and Soviet five-year plan, only it was more of a 50-year plan, Butler recalled. He wanted to be big, very big. My own particular view is that he had it in his mind to be president of the United States, king of the universe, probably if there are extraterrestrials out there, he'd like to rule them as well. Arnold had laid out the master plan for Butler and Gaines. I will come to America, which is a country for me. Once there, I will come to the greatest bodybuilder. With his accent, he said it was a bodybuilder and still does in history. While I'm doing this, I will learn perfect English and educate myself, but only with those things I need to know. I will get a college degree, then a business degree. I will invest in real estate and make big money. I will go into movies. By the time I'm 30, I will have starred my first movie, and I will be a millionaire. I will marry a beautiful and successful wife. He goes in. By the time I'm 32, I will have been invited to the White House. To Arnold, the master plan was as clear as a tangible as a recurring dream. To Butler, it would have been absurd, but for one thing, Schwarzenegger had already begun to accomplish the goals he had listed for himself. The idea that anyone might succeed in Hollywood via their muscle was an unlikely one, but then everything about bodybuilding was unlikely. Your comments, Jack Blood.
Well, it sounds to me that the plan is going perfectly according to plan. In other words, everything that he wished for and dreamed about is being fulfilled. Now, how does that happen? He was a very hard worker, in the words of George W. Bush. It's a lot of hard work. Yes, it is.
Well, he's going to be in Texas, on the 30th and the 1st and the he's going to be here getting the George W. Bush World Leader Award at College CIA Command Base Station. And then he's going to go for a $20,000 a plate fundraiser for himself, but hasn't even announced he's running for governor again. What's he doing raising money if he isn't even running for governor in Texas, Jack?
And what's he doing in, where did he go, to Japan or China last week?
And I have
where
the
he's
Times,
very popular.
Since you mention it, L.A. Times this Saturday, Governor's World Tour, maybe a presidential campaign trial, and he gets into how he's going everywhere and doing this, and they have Dana Rohrabacher 3 weeks ago, that was the November 3rd issue of San Jose Mercury News, introduced a bill for Arnold and said, yes, the Republican leadership wants him to run for president. No way. He's turned the tide. It's Arnold when Bush is done. Now, those are quotes. That's on ArnoldExposed.com.
It's very telling, and it's also very telling in my mind, Alex, that Rudy Giuliani, who should have gotten one of these cabinet positions, and if he doesn't get Homeland Security, Tom Ridge's position, I think that it's a sure thing that he will be running for president. So maybe what we'll see is Arnold Schwarzenegger president if this con goes through, and Giuliani is the vice president.
Or vice versa. Exactly. And here's the deal. Giuliani in polls has 35% of conservative voters. They asked
Giuliani and McCain are the front runners for 2008.
They said here's a dozen people in a major World on Daily poll. Who do you want? Arnold was 1.8. 98% of people, 98.2% didn't want him. 80% in CNN polls don't want him. Two-thirds of the idiot Californians, even they don't want him. But, again, the establishment gets what they want.
Yeah, whoever spends the most money on an election wins, and that would, I guess, go in accordance with President Bush. That goes in accordance to your local election. I know it's kind of a simple process, and it alleviates any conspiracies, but how do you get that money? How do you get that support? And thou who has the most money to spend on the election wins. I mean, it's about buying the American public, and they're buyers. They're consumers. They're ready for it. You know, what are you selling? You're selling Arnold Schwarzenegger for president. And pop in a couple of $100 million, about $1 billion we could expect. That's what was spent on this election. And this doubles every year. Could we see a $2 billion expenditure for the year 2008?
And that's the business for the pundits to keep playing along with the theater. It's not even real with the electronic voting machines.
Meanwhile, 15% of America goes hungry.
That's how Arnold's going to be your president. It's called Diebold. He actually lost in California in all the systems that weren't Diebold. But Diebold had all the big cities. Of course, he only won by 48%. It was a three-way race. We'll be back with Jack Blood. I'm Alex Jones.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Folks, Alex Jones back here live. I'm telling you, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a threat. Super Mario's up first, then Nathan, Davey, we will get to you, and just many, many other people that are patiently holding from Colorado and Texas, and you name it, we will get to you early in the next hour. In fact, we're about to go to Super Mario right now. But, again, the yuppies will deny this is happening till it's announced in public. Then, rather than having something psychologically they feel like they're being defeated on, they'll embrace Arnold. It's like, oh, there's no plan to put satellite tracker boxes in the cars in Texas or transponders. And then, oh, when it's announced, the Houston Chronicle, okay, I'm for it. Let's do it. You know, it's only $6 gallon tax they're proposing instead of 18 cents a gallon on your state tax. Oh, we're all for it. I mean, that's their numbers. Jack, are you ready to go to calls?
I am, and as we bring Super Mario up, I have to say I haven't had a chance to talk about all the news on my website because we did the Jim Fetzer interview for 2 hours, barely scratched the surface on the JFK assassination. And
hey, you know one guy did that.
And Super Mario, you know they got a new video game out that proves that it was a lone gunman, so there you go. But
well, there
Super
you go.
Mario, who
proven.
Is
Don't you know those video games are real?
Yes. And I'm sure that
everybody knows when you shoot somebody in the back of the head, the back of their head blows off.
I don't watch them, and I wouldn't let my children play with these video games because I believe they indoctrinate in some way subliminally.
What do you mean? Like half the games, you're a UN torture lord who tortures patriots.
For peace.
For freedom. Super Mario, what's up?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, man.
Let me start by congratulating you with ArnoldExposed.com, and I'm here to announce my pledge. I'm going to start supporting the website, and I'm going to come up with something on our side to link to it because, you know, I'll tell you why. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the perfect icon for the globalists to use to open up the floodgates to allow foreigners to be presidents, you know, in the United States.
Well, that's it. He is an archetypal Beowulf/Hercules. He's not really that, but it's the image in the mind where
exactly.
Where fiction becomes reality with the dumbed-down public, and they need him to be this international president with Bill Clinton already slated by 07 to be Secretary General.
And isn't it amazing how everybody from the Kennedys to Orrin Hatch, Republicans and neocons, they managed to gather as many so-called diverse voices in the political spectrum to support something as treasonous as that. And I'm amazed. I'm totally flabbergasted by the level of apathy on everybody. I talk to all the people. It's like, well, whatever.
Mario, that's why I'm doing this. I sat there with horror watching them into a full week of promotion of this, all glowing press reports, and they're still having her on and not having me on when we represent 80% of the people in the polls and the Constitution. It's just all glowing when the people don't want it.
They're treating it like a joke right now, and that's how they're going to run this thing until it gets serious.
Out of 260 million U.S. citizens, why do we have to go to foreigners?
Well, he's not just a foreigner. He's an Austrian. He admired
right.
Hitler. He says he wants to rule little people. Stay there, Mario. We're going to switch frequencies for shortwave listeners, AM, FM stations. Just stay right there. For shortwave listeners, 9.985, 9.985. Well, that's my frequency during the day. Well, Mario, we'll let you finish up. Then we'll go to Nathan, Davey, and so many others that are patiently holding. 1-800-313-9443. I'm Alex Jones. Riding Shotgun is Der Jack Blood. His website, jackblood.net. The network website, rbnlive.com. I'm with the Genesis Network, sitting in for John Statmiller and RBN. And don't forget my new website, prisonplanet.tv. We'll be right back with the second hour National Intel Report. Stay tuned for transmission.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.